the joy of knowing, the joy of knowing you. Oh, the joy of knowing, the joy of knowing you. Oh, the joy of knowing, the joy of knowing you.
Recent graduate Allison England is starting a new career in ministry and media. The creative media production graduate from the University of Oklahoma has joined a student ministry on campus to help disciple college students. A worthy vocation, but she needs your help. Tune in to this week's episode and learn directly from Allison why it's worth the listen. Welcome to Positively Joy. Are you living life but feel like something's missing? You've come to the right place. I'm Yvette Walker, your host for this podcast on finding the true meaning of God's joy. Joy is not a feeling, it's faith. And my guests and I will talk about how to avoid falling down the rabbit hole of chasing physical or emotional joy. In this season, we'll tackle spiritual growth as we discover the true joy of the Lord. It's Yvette here, putting on my writer's hat. Do you like thrills, mystery, and a little clean romance? My latest book and first novel is on Amazon. 60 is a fast-paced crime novel of a Christian reporter who goes back to the location of her first big news story about a serial killer. Now an editor, Linda Radcliffe finds intrigue and an old love. Get your copy today. Go to positivelyjoy.com/books to see all my fiction and inspirational nonfiction, like my devotional, Whispering in His Ear, and Journaling His Joy, a 6-month guided journal to help you find real joy. Allison, thanks so much for coming on the Positively Joy podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So full disclosure, whenever I have someone on that I know, I like to tell the audience about it. And it's so exciting to have a former student on the show. Many of you know that I'm in full-time journalism now, but just a year and a half ago, I guess, I was the Dean of Students, Assistant Dean at Gaylord College of Journalism and Mass Communication. And Allison England was a student of mine. She majored in creative media production. And I always knew she would go far. And so I just found out the other, I guess it's been maybe about a week and a half ago, what your plans are for after graduation. By the way, you've just graduated. It was graduation weekend is when we're talking. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And so when I found out what you were doing, I just know people would want to know about it. And if there's a way they can help, we're going to allow them to do that if they'd like. And we'll give all the information in the show notes. But let's talk about what you're doing after graduation, because it's pretty unique and exciting. So tell us what you're doing after graduation.
Yeah, so it's crazy. Graduation just happened. Probably since about November, I have been in the know, kind of having my job set up for after graduation. And I'm going to be working for a college ministry called Student Mobilization. We call it STUMO for short. It's its nickname. And so STUMO is a nonprofit and non-denominational college ministry. And so I'll be living in Norman, Oklahoma, staying at the University of Oklahoma, doing ministry with college students at the university. But another really fun part of my job that I get to do is also get to do media for the organization. So I'll be getting to do some traveling to some different campuses in my region. So OU, University of Central Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, then Mississippi State and Alabama are all in my region. So I'll get to travel and do media content in specific for them. And so I'm really excited about it, kind of getting to do this, like the just a gift of media, but then also getting to do ministry with college students for the next couple years.
And, you know, and I'm not there anymore, but I have to say Gaylord is a wonderful college. And generally, you graduated, you can go on to do whatever you like. There's so many students who are using their degrees. So I know you had lots of choices. Why did you decide to go into student ministry?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So it's funny because it's not something that I had actually ever thought that I would be full-time doing. I didn't grow up in a Christian home, and I came to faith going into my senior year of high school. And kind of coming out of it, I always kind of like, I had like my relationship with God, but didn't really necessarily know how to like take the next steps of deepening that relationship with him. And coming to college, it was something I'd really desired to do. And honestly, like really just struggled with, especially with being in like the Greek life system and honestly, not a lot of people kind of in my community at the time, like passionately pursuing their relationship with Christ. And as a relatively new believer, it's kind of like hard to navigate, okay, how can I deepen my walk with God in a place and environment where that's not necessarily happening all the time and something that's not within my family. And so one of my best friends, she went on this summer discipleship program with this, our ministry Stumo called Kaleo. And I remember her coming back from it and she'd been telling me about all the great things of like Stumo and how she had older girls discipling her and pouring into her. And she had this community. And she basically kind of was my like gateway into becoming involved with Stumo as a ministry. And I kind of just spent the next couple like months of being discipled by an older girl named Kenzie and her just encouraging me to kind of take next steps in my walk with God. And one of those was going on this 9-week long discipleship program in Kissimmee, Florida in the summer. And while I was there, you learn kind of a lot of tangibles, but I feel like I went into the summer with a really unique perspective of a lot of people for their first time going were freshmen. Well, I was going to my senior year of college and I didn't know what my next steps would look like after graduation. I knew I kind of had some stuff lined up and figured out. And so I went into it and I was like, okay, I want to absorb as much information as I can. I really want to build up like good disciplines in my faith, really like establish myself on like a firm foundation coming out of the summer. And while I was there, I just honestly felt like a really strong calling from God, kind of him just like clearly speaking to me of really just looking into what it would look like to do full-time ministry after college. One of the things that they do is they, at the summer program is you not only learn how to like grow in your own faith, but you learn just how to share the gospel with other people. Like how do you have conversations with a coworker or a stranger or a family member, just kind of helping you become more equipped to share your faith. And while I was there, it was just something that I loved doing. And I loved getting to talk with people, hear their stories, and then also just getting to share the gospel. And while I was there, just kind of felt this strong calling to pursue full-time ministry. And I didn't know if it was going to be with Stumo after, because there's a lot of like great programs out there and stuff. And I really loved our ministry because it's like focus of just doing ministry, college students in particular, and then also leadership. And I had just kind of showed up in this world. Like I had never like most of the people I met at the summer, that was like my first time. And so when I came back, it had only been a couple months of me being involved in the girl that discipled me, Kenzie, was like, if you are interested in doing something and you feel like this is what your God's like calling you to pursue, like all you need to do is just ask. And so I had told her that I was really interested in going through like the application process and got asked to apply and went through a very kind of like lengthier interview process. And yeah, then got to be working for Stumo. So it definitely was something where I feel like God did kind of a 180 of my heart to where it was something I never even considered. And I had stuff set up for a couple years through like internships. And then he was just like, hey, like, this is kind of where I'm calling you to take those next steps after college. And so it was definitely crazy. It was something like me and my friends have been talking. It's like a year ago, I would have never expected this is like what I'd be doing now, but which is also really exciting and just cool of like God's overall plan to see unfold.
You know, I did an episode where another student, a graduate of Gaylord, had such an interesting story because, you know, like you, he was a student at Gaylord and, you know, was interested in using his media degree after college. And this isn't necessarily your story, but he would apply for all these jobs that he even got his professors to, you know, give him recommendations, people they knew. And there just seemed to be all these roadblocks and he didn't know why. And then he was able, right now he does media for a church in Norman. And he said, when that came along, he knew instantly, okay, that's what God has been directing me toward. Did you feel, that's not your story exactly, but do you feel similar in a way?
Yeah. I feel like last year was honestly like a very sanctifying year of me kind of like wrestling with like my will versus God's will, of like me wanting to do things. And then like, kind of, you know, I've like kind of sensing of like the spirit of like, hey, this is what you're supposed to do. But in my mind, I was like, of course, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, this is like, and so I felt like God was very like careful of like, closing a lot of doors. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like every other day, it feels like doors just like slammed in my face. And it was funny because in the moment when you have all the doors closed, you're kind of like, why is this happening? But then just a few months later, it's like one big door opened. And if all of those doors hadn't closed, then I wouldn't have gotten to this point that I'm at now. And so it definitely was a season last year, I felt like, of like suffering and hardships and just a lot of growth. But I feel like just like even looking at scripture and stuff, you can just see it's like, suffering is just something that's like promised. But also, I've been reading in like Deuteronomy. That's where I'm reading right now. And it talks about like just testing you to test what's in your heart, and also just for humility. And so I feel like last year it was just a lot of teaching me humility. And then also just, I feel like really preparing me for this next season of like being able to discern of like, what is my will versus like, what is God's will?
That's really interesting. Now, you know, we talk a lot about joy on the show, and the fact that joy can look differently for people. You know, it's not just being happy all the time or whatever. It's more of a feeling of completeness. And mm-hmm. So as you've gone through this process of wrestling with what's going to happen after graduation, which is such a significant part of a young person's life, making those first decisions. Can you say that there's a completeness in your life right now?
Yes. Yeah. I feel like, one thing that I've been learning, is just like, kind of like when you feel like peace, like for me, I feel like joy, like when I'm most joyful is when I have this just like overwhelming, like peace and like calmness and presence, which like in our world today is like a very counterculture. Like the world is like, I feel like at least in my generation too, it's like, something always has to be happening. And if something's not happening, then something's wrong. But when there is like peace, like I feel like that is when I have like the most joy. And I feel like this has been the most like calming season, definitely the most like hectic of like getting just prepared for going on staff with like college ministry and, you know, having to finish up senior, but it's been the most peaceful season. And so I feel like it has been a very like joyous time, which has just been super, super kind of God.
So I want to talk to you about why you think student ministry is so important, because it's a time when young people are, you know, away sometimes for the first time. But before we get there, you know, I want to be very clear about one of the reasons we're having you on the show today, and that's to allow people to know a little bit about your sacrifice and what you're doing to actually do this, to be in this role right now. And to certainly let people know that they can be a part of this if they like. So tell us a little bit about how the ministry works, and how, if people in hearing your story want to help, how they can help.
Yeah. So one of the really cool things about my job and going on staff with STUMO is getting to invite people to join me in doing ministry. And so I'm currently like in a season of raising support. So basically just building up like my financial support team, as well as like my prayer support team, to help send me to OU's campus to allow me to do full-time vocational ministry. And I definitely, like when I had first, you know, kind of learned about the aspect of like support raising going on staff, I was really nervous, because I am someone that is not like, it's a whole new dependence of like, you know, meeting with people and asking them to help support you through like monthly, like financial, like gifts. And it was very like interesting in a new season of like learning, like, what does God say about like finances and people like kind of giving to you and your ministry. And so it's honestly something that I really enjoyed doing, of just getting to like meet with people and sharing with them everything that I'm doing, and just kind of like inviting them to help partner with me in ministry, whether it be through prayer or finances. And so my goal is raising $5,000 a month And I'm currently 55% funded, which is really exciting and super cool. And
yeah,
so
congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I have around like 17 people on my monthly team and then just some people on like an annual or one time sort of deal. And so it's been really cool of like getting to meet with people, especially older people who have like kids and families, and you know, like they're not able to do full-time ministry, but with like the gifts that God's given them, they're able to help support other people to do that. And so I think the coolest thing about raising support is getting to just partner in ministry with people, because it's something I truly wouldn't be able to be on campus full time, you know, sharing the gospel or creating media content for Sumo without people helping send me. And so it's been truly like such a gift, and just such a fun thing that I really have loved to be able to do.
So people probably have heard, I mean, it's in a way, it's kind of a running joke that if you're in ministry, you're not making a lot of money. It's kind of a, you know, mm-hmm. kind of a running joke, but this model is a little bit different. So for people who have not heard of this, who don't understand it, you're raising money for just for you to do full-time ministry and for your costs to be on campus and to do the things that you need to do. And, mm-hmm. There, you know, so student mobilization, I've heard of some other student ministries. So for people who are not aware of this, you know, certainly Google it, look it up. But I want to, before we get too much further into the podcast, to let people know that they have this opportunity to help you. And, you know, I know that you are, an accomplished young woman, and I know you, so I want to encourage people, if this is, you know, to pray, certainly to pray on it. And if this is something that God's leading you to, and if you can, as you said, monthly or yearly or a one-time gift, if you're able to do that, to search your heart and see if that's something that you'd like to do. And we'll definitely tell you how, and put it in the show notes. So didn't want to go too much farther, in the podcast without putting that out there. But now I want to go into why student ministry is important. You know, I remember a long time ago when I was on campus undergraduate, and you know, you're out there alone, kind of. You can do a lot of things. You can join a sorority or fraternity, or you can do some things that are not very healthy and get into some behavior that's not great. Or if you're lucky, you can try to find, you know, like-minded believers. And so why is having a student ministry on campus so important at this development in young people's lives?
Yeah. Student ministry is something really important, in particular with college students, because a lot of people come into college, you know, not knowing who God is or knowing who Jesus is, or really not knowing what it means to grow in your faith in college. Like the world tells people like this is like college years are the best years of your life. And especially in some different like school dynamics, especially like OU, it's like the world tells you to go live the college life, like the party life, to do everything, to do it big, to do it fun, because this is the one time you get. And so people come into college, I feel like, seeking a lot of temporary satisfaction. And people even come into college who are believers and have strong foundations get thrown into a whole new world of like temptation and struggles and just a different environment where maybe for the first time in their life, like people aren't passionately running towards Jesus alongside of them. And there's a lot of people who don't even know what that looks like in the first place when they come into college. And college is like really just such a developmental time where you're trying to like figure out who you are as a person and what you want to do for the rest of your life. And I think one thing I've noticed about college students is people in college really desire a lot of good things. Like they desire deep friendships. They desire to, you know, be accomplished. Like people want to be successful. They are looking for like just deep community and, you know, joy. Like people in college seek a lot of the right things, but sometimes in a lot of the wrong places. And I think what's really important about student ministry is, you know, reaching people at such a crucial time in their lives and sharing with them like, hey, like full satisfaction and joy can be found in relationship with Christ, because a lot of people in college try to fill up their cup just like temporarily, and it's kind of like a hole's at the bottom just pouring out. But like when you seek God, but seek first like the kingdom of God, like your cup will never be empty, because you're having like eternal satisfaction rather than like the world's like temporary satisfaction. And so college ministry is really important just for that aspect. But also it's because like the people in college now are like the next generation. Like they're our next like leaders. They're the people that are gonna go out and be like company owners, future CEOs, like parents. Like they're going to be going out in the world. And so to be able to reach college students at such an influential time and not only help them come to faith, but also help them to become like a spiritual leader, to be equipped to go out and you just be like a testament of like the joy of Christ, to be able to share their faith openly, whether it be in like their workforce as a missionary and a church staff, or even for other ministries, like to be able to reach students and help them become equipped and able to just, you know, be ready to like give an account for their faith is just super important in college in particular, because it's only a couple years and then you have the rest of your life or wherever you're at. And so college ministry is fun because there are a lot of just challenges within college, but it's also a really cool time to be able to reach students for the gospel. And also just within like America, you know, like there's so many people who yes, like claim to be a Christian, but also like maybe don't necessarily know what it means to have like your life be centered around Christ and not just like a piece of it.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's Oklahoma, but I will say that the campus has, you know, it just from what I could see, has lots of opportunities for Christian students, and in different ways, you know, whether or not it's different religious organizations or different ministries like this. And so I'm happy to say that that's something that I noticed at OU and perhaps other campuses in the Bible Belt. But it's important everywhere. I mean, I went to college in Illinois, and I remember at that time, you know, there were opportunities, and I didn't go the direction that you went, but there were opportunities to be able to to disciple young people and to allow them to come to a place that was safe and just to help them get to know Jesus better. So I'm happy to see that. And for all the parents and grandparents listening who have, you know, young people going to college for the first time in the fall or going back, you know, it's important to know that they have some opportunities at whatever the college they're going, you know, they're going to. So do you think that this is something that you're going to do for the rest of your life, or what, you know, kind of what do you have a 5-year plan, or what are you thinking?
Yeah. So I think, and this is something I really wrestled with going into like what my job was going to be after college, because I love doing media. Like that's something I'm super passionate about and just a gift that I like love doing. But I also love doing ministry, and it's cool because those two things kind of happen wherever you're at. Like one doesn't have to stop and the other start. And I think the really cool thing about discipleship is like, I know no matter like whether I continue doing ministry, cause I'm on a 3-year commitment with STUMO. So I know like after those 3 years, if like, no matter where I go after, like discipleship is still going to be something that I do, even if it's not with a ministry. Because, you know, like I think one of the most like unreached groups as you get older is often like the workforce, like the corporate world, where like a lot of people still don't know who Christ is and what it means to, you know, live a Christ-centered life. And so I think discipleship will happen wherever I go. I am intrigued to see kind of like where God like leads me. I feel like I've learned just through like the past year now of like being open-handed, like with his plan and his timing, because so often, like I'm a very like type A person where I have a plan, like it's all written down. I don't deviate from it. And then, I mean, I just had a whole topsy turn 180 of like my life, which is so amazing. But, I think I'm just very open-handed with like where he'll place me. I have been overseas, like I've gotten to go overseas, and I definitely have like a heart for, you know, living overseas and being in the nations and, you know, reaching the like unreached people groups in the world. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think it's also, I'm excited to see just kind of how this next, you know, couple years will go of doing just college ministry with girls, on OU's campus in particular. I've seen kind of like what that will like cultivate in my heart, like desire wise and like discerning what God's will is. But in the long run, I have like just, you know, like small ambitions of like doing some fun like media projects and stuff. But I think overall, like I know the one like thing that'll be rooted in no matter where I go, whether it's like continue to do ministry or if I eventually like switch to corporate, is like discipleship will just be like a part of my life. Because I mean, the cool thing about doing ministry to college students is it's like, you just do life on life with people. Like, yes, we have like the big groups and the small Bible studies, but it's really like about inviting people into your life so that they can see how you live for Christ and like, just kind of like being like an ambassador for Christ, like mirroring the gospel for others. And so like getting to do life on life with people. And so I know that no matter where I'll go in like 5, 10, 15, 20 years is like, that's something that'll be like a rock solid foundation for everything.
That is great. So if there are people out there who are thinking about this and, you know, kind of on the edge, you know, let's give these couple minutes to, you know, encourage them to search their heart and help you in your ministry. What would you say to them?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, there's just a need for like, there's just a need for people to be on the college campus. There's like a need to be able to, for laborers to go out, like our, like kind of what our ministry principal foundations is based off of. So it's like reaching, establishing, equipping, and exporting. Like it's all based off of the Great Commission to go make disciples of all nations, teaching everyone to observe everything that God has commanded us to. But like kind of the principle of like how, like, you know, just viewing the college campus in general is like Jesus views the crowds, like in Matthew, is like harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And it's just a plentiful harvest where, you know, a lot of people don't know Christ and there's a need for laborers to be on the college campus. And so I think like, you know, just as an encouragement to people is like, you don't have to be, and this is something, you know, like I felt like you have to be like doing full-time ministry to be able to share faith or make an impact, is like, you don't have to be that. Like God's each given us like our own gifts and also like wants us to cheerfully give. Like God doesn't want us to give, whether it be like prayer, finances, encouragement, encouraging words. He doesn't want us to give that out of reluctance, but with like joy and, just like, you know, giving is like an act of worship, like prayer is an act of worship. And so it all coming from, you know, just a cheerful heart. I think it's like Corinthians 9:6-7 is where it talks about just being a cheerful giver. And so, and I think the coolest thing too is like, you know, I like just getting to keep people updated with everything that's going on. Of like, I send out monthly newsletters and it basically just kind of like tells everyone of like, hey, this is what's going on in these people's lives. This is going on in like my ministry, our ministry. This is a story from this other campus. It's kind of fun too of getting to do media because I get to make all the cool testimony videos and just show all that stuff. And so it's also a fun little flavor added in. But you know, just really getting to just share people with how God is moving through college students on the campus and how like they're contributing to that. Because I mean, like first and foremost, like prayer is so important. Like, I was telling you this the other day, like I brought up James 5:16, like the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. And so, you know, like getting to see like how you, when you pray for people you've never met, how God answers those prayers and moves through people. And, I think it's really cool to, you know, to see if, like just thousands of college students worshiping God's name to be a part of that movement of, you know, just like, I don't know if revival is the right word, but just being like a part of like this movement of building up the next generation of spiritual leaders, which is really cool. And so it's really cool for me to be able to share with people and also, getting to just like witness God moving through people. Cause it's not, you know, like me or anyone's stuff. Like it's truly just, you know, like God that's has this like mighty hand played in all of it. And like us just giving to like give like to God directly, which I think is super cool.
That is so awesome. And possibly Joy would love to be a prayer partner with you for sure.
Yes.
And we want to be updated with what you're doing and we'll, you know, we can share those updates with, you know, with the listeners and let them know how you're doing. So please keep us up to date.
Yes, I will. I would love that.
Oh, thank you. Well, Allison, thanks so much for coming on the show and telling us what you're going to be doing. And, you know, I know that this next generation of young believers. They're definitely going to change the world. I know you're going to be a part of that. So congratulations on graduating. Congratulations on making this decision. And we will put in the show notes how people can give and support your ministry. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much.
From Positively Joy Ministries comes Journaling in His Joy, a new journal that can help you discover what brings real joy by journaling every day and creating a 6-month record of memories worth collecting. With over 240 journaling pages, monthly and weekly check-in sheets, and weekly coloring journal pages, this guided journal will help you find joy even in difficult times by actively looking and choosing to see it in every moment. In this journal, you'll look for joy every day and record what you see and experience. Maybe you'll experience it in a rainbow or a song or in the sound of laughter. Choose joy on days where nothing seems to go right and spread that joy to others. Get your copy of Journaling in His Joy, available at Amazon and other fine booksellers. Thank you for listening to Positively Joy. Go to positivelyjoy.com to hear previous episodes and to learn more about our ministry and books. Support Positively Joy by becoming a Patreon member and sign up for our newsletter. Thanks to Mars Coleman for the use of his song, The Joy of Knowing. And thanks to Susan Marie for editing and production of the podcast. Till next week.
Oh, the joy of knowing. The joy of knowing you. Oh, the joy.